Good morning. 10:23 a.m. on Sunday, December the 22nd, 2024. Mostly cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains, Greeley, Colorado. 40-ish degrees. It was about 40 when I started. The official current temperature is 42. It's nippy. Just not a lot of sun to warm things up. There's a lot of cloud cover. There's some blue sky off to the west. There's a west-northwesterly flow, according to the Weather Bureau, National Weather Service. I checked it before I left home. Yeah. It's been a good morning so far. I had a good visit with Roger over at Shackelford House. I discovered the secret to getting a good sprint. And that's, forget to turn the timer on. I kept waiting for the timer. And it didn't happened, so I kept writing, and then every once in a while I would think, geez, it seems like it's been an awful long time, but I just kept writing, and the next thing I know, I'm looking at the clock thinking, this has been an awful long time. So I finished the sentence and went over and checked, and sure enough, I didn't turn it on. So I've been writing for a little under an hour, like 58 minutes. Got a little under 1,000 words, which is really good. It sort of reinforces what I suspected, and that's that the first few minutes are just waking up, and then the words come after that. So, yeah. That's probably it for me for Shackelford House for the day. I've got to do some wrappage. I got to wrap up some Christmas presents. And I want to do that today, so it's not last minute. See if I can't sneak into the wrapping center at Castle Del Lowell and see how that works out. I've been up a while. It's another 4:30 morning. Two 4:30 mornings in a row. I'm not sure I like this pattern. I'm not sure I like this pattern. It was like I woke up. I was fully awake. I thought, oh, well, I can just roll over and go back to sleep. And no, that's not going to happen. So I got up and kicked the morning off. And I waited until it warmed up a little bit. It was less than 20 degrees when I got up. And it's 40 now, so 20 degrees span in terms of 6 hours. So I'm reading Chris Moody asked if it was about the library book, a librarian book that I'm reading, and it's K.T. Hanna, H-A-N-N-A, Library System Reset. The book is damaged. That's the title. Book two is just as good as I remember book one. And I think book three is out already. So, yeah. I'm trying to reconcile my reading list, books that I've got in my list for Kindle against the books I've read this year. And I've been operating on the belief that I had read 150 books this year out of a goal of 100. And then I went and looked on Kindle and realized it only registered 132. And I'm thinking, why is it only registering 132? I was like, I got 20 more books that I've got in my reading list. And a part of it is that I have actually picked up a lot of books. I don't usually buy books in advance of reading. I do this sample, and if I like the sample, I buy the books. But I've got enough authors now that I buy the books as soon as I see they've dropped, so I have them ready for me the next time I'm looking for something to read, which screwed up my counts a little bit. Still, 132 books, and I still have a week or so to go. I probably will finish this one. We'll pick up the next unread book rather than buy another one, probably. I've still got the last Jerry Boyd to read. That's going to be a bittersweet read. And I've got several other books that I have picked up because they were the next books in a series that I was interested in reading. And I'm thinking about putting together, I think I mentioned this yesterday, I'm still thinking about putting together, this is probably not the best pocket to have the phone in. Move it over there. So I'm still thinking about doing a best of list for the end of the year of my best books. And looking over the list, 152 books in my spreadsheet. Yeah. Pirate ABBA. For the category of, I didn't think I liked this book. And I'm 14 books in award. Oh, here goes my friend. Her hat. It was a bucket hat. I was trying to think of yesterday. Okay, she's gonna take the ditch. The bike lane. With her little dog. I thought her dog was grayer, but apparently not. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, supposed to be warmer today, but without the sun, it's kind of hard to catch up. You too. She's not wearing her bucket hat today. I think it was actually colder the other morning when I met her, but mid-morning, she's in her puppy coat, buttoned up to the neck. Yeah, it is chilly. It is 40, but it's a cold 40. I don't know if it's the dampness that makes it cold or a little bit of breeze that makes it cold. I don't know. I'm still recording. Yep. Still recording. Okay, good. 10 minutes in. 12 minutes to go. I've been running around 22, 23 minutes. The idea that I used to make this second half of the walk in 14 minutes seems... 15 minutes. Seems so... undoable. It's impossible these days. I don't know if it's strength or stamina or willpower or what. But whatever it was that let me do it in 15 minutes or 18, 19 minutes was more common, I guess. It's not happening now, I'll tell you that. I hear little birds chirping. I don't know what kind of chirpage that is. Sparrows, I think. I don't see them. Oh, I do too. Well, I see some more. It's a tree full of little brown birds here. I'm just seeing them in silhouette. I don't... Yeah. Tree full of sparrows. Come up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. There, I'm sure I said it this morning. Flicker. Hello, flicker. Can't decide where he wants to land. He flew right at another bird and pecked at it and then flew away. Saying tag, you're it. I guess another flicker, actually. Walk along with my head craned sideways. A good way to walk off a sidewalk, fall and hurt myself. That would not be good. So I played a little X4 this morning. Just to see where I was in the universe. It's still a mess. It's still a mess. And I need to just pause the game and look to see what's going on. I have a feeling that a lot of my freighters are just idling, looking for something to buy and sell, because I haven't looked at them in forever. I'm paying attention to the Zyarth patriarchy because I want to get that up to 20 so I get access to the high-level military license. Xenon are kicking my butt in this sector of the universe. I don't exactly know why. They're just carving through my shields. I need to get some marauders to park on them. So I've got... aircraft support. Morning. Somebody playing some odd music this morning. I hear a lot of percussion. I wonder if it's high school band out. Dragged away from their home fires on a Sunday morning. Or somebody's just got their workout routine cranked up in the cellar or something. I don't know. It's gone now. It's too bad, it was kind of nice. Working up a bit of warmth too. So I don't really have a lot to talk about this morning. I was like just trying to get through every day. Now there's a murder of crows. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Baker's dozen. And another one down the street. Good morning, COVID. COVID's Corvid. Yeah, caw-caw to you, too. Wish I had something to feed him. I'd make friends. Somebody's cooking something. Trees lost all their leaves. You see all the little birds' nests left over from summer. There's a little tiny one up here in the top of this tree. There's the one, this one looks like a robin's nest. It has that shaggy look, that robin's nest look. A lot of twigs and some hanging down moss stuff. Yeah, I don't need all of these coats zipped up right now. What's the park I got for me this morning? Hello, park. Across the street. Look at all those cattails. That is a lot of cattails. Two good-sized birds' nests up in the taller trees. I'm not sure exactly what kind. That's a big bird's nest. I wonder if it's a squirrel's nest. Legs given out. It's good for him. Work for it, boys. park is looking very winter. It's no snow, but it's looking very frost-burned. Matted down. Brown, gray. The willows have pretty much lost all of their leaves now. It's just yellow twigs showing. Crab apples still showing, little tiny crab apples. Nothing's eating them. I wonder why. Too much open ground, probably. Not enough snow to force the birds to eat them. Long walk. I'll drink of water. There's a whole flock of little brown birds sitting way up in the topmost branch of cottonwood behind the house. Oh, there they go. Scooting off somewhere. Probably pissed. My squirrel feeder is probably empty. I'll have to fill it up, I guess. But anyway, I am almost home. Heading up the drive toward the back gate. Point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.